Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Block Club Chicago time, and here's some extremely local news for you. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about some, well, food news in Logan Square. Let's start off with that.
This is exciting for everyone who was upset about the closure of the Boiler Room, which had been on California Avenue for 12 years in the neighborhood. It was known for its slices, its bar. It was a very, like, rowdy kind of late-night spot. It abruptly closed, which upset a lot of locals, but the Stop Along owners, which is another restaurant and bar down the street, they are taking it over, and they are going to be calling it the Stop Along at Boiler Room, and they're going to be serving also pizza, not the same pizza as Boiler Room, but their own pizza, and they are going to revive a neighborhood special that everyone loved from the Boiler Room, the PB&J, which is a slice of pizza, a PBR Tallboy, and a shot of Jameson. I believe this is for about $7.
Wait a minute. So what's on the pizza?
The PB&J is just any slice of pizza with a PBR Tallboy and a shot of Jameson, and they call it the PB&J special, and it's about $7 to get all of those things.
All right, whatever you say. Good news for Pastor Corey Brooks. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Corey Brooks has been known as a rooftop pastor. He's been camping out on a rooftop in Woodlawn for months and months, trying to raise money for this community center, which he said is badly needed near Parkway Gardens at 66th and King Drive. He just got an $8 million boost thanks to the McCormick Foundation. So he is very well along in raising all of the money he needs to build this community center. He has $6.5 million left to raise, but this really closed a big gap for him. And the McCormick Foundation has naming rights for this now and a little bit of juice in the fundraising world now that he has this money. So it's looking like this community center is going to come together after all.
And finally, some kids may become Top Chef thanks to a new Northwest Side program. What's the deal on this?
Yes, so in River Forest, there's a suburban place called Schoolhouse Kitchen and Studio, and they just opened on the Northwest Side, 4410 North Milwaukee Avenue. You can bring your kids there. The owner said this is a great way to get your kids off their screens and learn how to cook from something basic to just pasta to pastries. There's all different classes for all different age groups and families, and the classes will begin in March.
And so who is that going to be open to, Jen?
It's going to be open to everyone. They just have a special with kids, and they really focus on kids, but they have grown-up classes and kids as young as 4 up to tweens, teens, and families.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.